بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continue discussing the lofty and noble manners with regards to being kind and nice and obedient to the parents. Who can mention some benefits from the class that has preceded?
Obeying your parents is?
Deen. As deen. Ahsanti. Allahumma barak. Naam, it's deen. Naam, obeying the parents is something from the religion. It's something that has been legislated. And it's from those manners that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. بِرُّ وَلِدَيْنِ مِنَ الدِّينِ مِنَ الدِّينِ. Meaning this is not something that we do for our parents only. Rather, we do it for the sake of Allah. And we see that Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he has indicated this issue with the first hadith that he mentioned. What was that hadith? Hadith Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. He asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about what?
What is the most virtuous?
In one wording, the most virtuous, but in this wording here, the most beloved.
The most beloved deed.
What is the most beloved deed? And from the most beloved deed, after Salat, at the first of its time, was being kind, nice, obeying the parents. Bir Al-Walidain. So this is an indication that this is something that is beloved to Allah. And therefore, a child, whether they are young or old, they will strive to be obedient and nice to their parents, seeking the pleasure of Allah, and doing it for the sake of Allah. Not doing it hoping that they have some prize or present or some good praise with their mom or their dad, or their mother or their father. But rather, they're doing what they're doing, and they conduct themselves in that manner that is good and nice, and they're courteous to their parents, because this is something that Allah, He likes. So then they do it for the sake of Allah. Naam? And this is the reality of At-Tawheed. And the right of the parents, it is given to them by Allah. So to obey them is from the obedience of Allah. And this is a great point that we have to understand. And all of the rest of the manners like this after this, we will see as well that they must be performed with the rest of the people and the rest of the etiquettes that we should follow. We do them for the sake of Allah, because these are al-adab al-shar'iyyah, the legislative manners, the manners that Allah has legislated and decreed, and the manners that Allah, He loves and He has set for His believing servants to abide by. And these manners are the means to draw near to Allah and to have His help and to have His aid and support and to have His protection in this life. So the next narration that Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, he mentioned in this chapter here, Bir al-Walidain, with regards to the affairs of obeying the parents. And before we read the next hadith, we just want to review and remember the meaning of Bir al-Walidain. Na, Bir al-Walidain. Huwa man hum al-Walidain? Al-Walidani. The parents. Al-Walidani. Al-Walid. هو الأب. والوالدة هي الأم. نعم. وهما الوالداني. وهما الوالداني. The parents. الأب والأم. But also we say الوالد. الوالد. For the أب. For the father. And also we say الوالدة. الوالدة. For the mother. The أم. So these are the words in the Arabic language that have these meanings, mother and father, al-ab and al-warid and al-um and al-warida. Now, and the child is called wadad, 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 or ibn, or bint. Now, in this manner, and the plural is awlad. So, al-awlad yajibu alayhim birru al-waridaini. It's an obligation for them to have birr for their parents, for their mother and their father. What does birr mean?
Being kind.
Being kind. Ahsanti. Being kind. That's very good. Also, being... What is birr? Ma'mana birr? Being obedient. Huh? Being kind and being obedient. And being nice and being courteous. Nam? Birr. And the one who performs birr, what is he called? Al-barru. Also? Biduni med. Al-barr. Al-barr wa al-barru. Nam? Al-barr wal-barara. Wal-barru wal-abrar. Al-Abrar. Naam? You know these words from somewhere? Al-Abrar wal-Barara. From Quran? Some verses, who knows? Inna al-Abrar lafi na'im. Huh? Fi aidi safara kiramin barara. Naam. Naam. Naam, barara ay muti'een. Obedient. Meaning they're obedient. Abrar, they're the righteous. And they're righteous because they were obedient. So, righteousness, it comes from obedience. Obedience to Allah, Azza wa Jal, and obedience to His Messenger, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And from the obedience to Allah and His Messenger, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is the obedience to the parents. Is the obedience to the parents. Now, is the obedience to the parents. So, al-birr, it means kindness and being nice, being kind, being courteous, and it means being obedient, yani, in every aspect, with the tongue, yani, in speech, being nice in speech, and also in action, being nice and kind in action, and also with one's wealth, will be nice and kind to their parents, and have birr, Naam, and spend on them and take care of them, especially if they get old. Especially if they get old and they become weak. Because whenever people get old, they become weaker and they need assistance and they need help and they can't take care of themselves like they used to. At that time, especially, the child should spend on their parents and take care of their parents and help their parents and the likes like that. But even whenever they're young, likewise, the obligation is there. Naam, so then birr, it means to be kind and nice and obedient to the parents in all aspects. Physically, yani in action and deed, likewise with speech. And when one talks to their parents, they do not talk with a foul or a rude tone. And they should never, ever raise their voice over their parents. This is very, very, very bad. Very, very bad. Talking back to their parents, being slick mouth. Now, you know what that means? Smart mouth. To their parents saying things like that, and that's very rude. And the big problem with that is that Allah, He doesn't like that. That Allah, the one who created us and the one who we are returning to, He doesn't like that. Now, but brother, what does Allah like? He likes you to have good manners with your parents. That's what Allah likes. Naam ahabbu al-a'mali ila Allah. Naam ahabbu al-a'mali Ilallah is to be righteous to your parents and to be nice to your parents and to be obedient to your parents. Now, so this is what has preceded. Huh? And now we continue with the next narration, and is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr. Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhu. رضي الله عنهما. Naam, he is a companion, the son of a companion. radiyallahu anhuma, Abdullah ibn Amr. We learned something about him yesterday in our class in Sirah. And from the names of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he narrated a narration that was found in Sahih Bukhari. And we discussed that yesterday. Abdullah ibn Amr. He was from those companions who had a special concern and knowledge with regards to al-Isra'iliyat, the narrations of the children of Israel. He was very well versed and knowledgeable with the Torah as well. He was a great scholar of Quran and Hadith, a scholar from the companions and a person of knowledge from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But also he had knowledge of the Torah. And the narrations of Bani Israel. He's narrating to us now that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, رضا الرب في رضا الوالد. رضا الرب في رضا الوالد. وسخط الرب في سخط الوالد. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, the pleasure of the Lord is in the pleasure of the parent. And the anger of the Lord is in the anger of the parent. Huh? The pleasure of the Lord, the pleasure of the Rabb. Huh? Who's the Rabb? Allah Azza wa Jal. Nam al-Khaliq subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Malik, al-Mudabbir, al-Muhyi, al-Mumit, al-Razzaq. Tabaraka wa ta'ala, the one who gives life and the one who gives death, the creator of all things, al-musawwir, the one who has given everything, its shape and its form, the one who has created us and the one who is providing for us all that we have, al-hadi, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has guided us, nam, who has guided us to al-Islam and who has guided us to the sunnah, and we praise him and thank him for that, our Lord, tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's telling us something about him. One, he's telling us some attributes about Ar-Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala, two of them. What are they? Rida Rabbi fi rida al-walid, wa sakhat al-Rabbi fi sakhat al-walid. The pleasure of the Lord, the pleasure of the Rabb is with the pleasure of the parent, and the anger of the Rabb is with the anger of the parent. There are two attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are they? Mentioned in this narration. Abdullah. What are the two attributes mentioned in this narration? Attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's informing us of Allah. That's why we have to pay attention. We don't write and busy ourselves with something else and become preoccupied. That's what shaitan, he tries to do to students of knowledge. Shaitan, whenever the people start studying knowledge, you know what he does? He tries to come and deter them and distract them and to cause them to not have much benefit in the class. So they'll do something besides paying attention. And so we have to strive. And there are means that we have learned that will help us strive. What are they? To remember Allah. Santi, to remember Allah Azza wa Jal, and to remember that we're here to learn how to worship Him and to want to learn what He loves and is pleased with, and we're here for Him, for His sake, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we want His reward. And Allah, He loves the gatherings of knowledge, so that's why we gathered in this gathering. So we're hoping for His pleasure and we're hoping for His reward. So this good intention, if we remind ourselves with it and renew it, then it will be a means for us to pay attention and to benefit. بإذن الله تعالى. The hadith again, it says in English, the pleasure of the Lord is in the pleasure of the parent, and the anger of the Lord is in the anger of the parent. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is mentioning an issue here related to the obedience of the parents and the importance of that. But before that, he's mentioning to us some characteristics and traits, sifat, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he's described with. Who can find them? Abdurrahman. The pleasure of Allah and the anger of Allah. The pleasure of Allah is in the pleasure of the parents, and the anger of Allah is in the anger of the parents. Naam. So that means that from the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla is that He's pleased. He has pleasure in a manner befitting His majesty. He's pleased with the believers and the righteous actions. And He likewise has anger, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's angry with disbelievers and those who are disobedient to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are actions that the one who performs it, Allah will be pleased with them. And there are actions that the one, if somebody does them, then Allah will be angry with them. And there are statements also that if somebody says them, then Allah will be pleased with them. And also statements that if one person says them, then Allah will be angry with them. Then Allah will be angry with them. And as we have seen before, likewise, the previous narration also, whenever the mention of the obedience of the parents came, it was also coupled with another attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal. What was that? In the last hadith. Huh? In the last hadith also, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned the obligation and the great right of obeying the parents, he also mentioned along with that another attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal. What attribute was that? In the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, and that was from the fawaid, min al-fawaid alati akhadnaha wa tahaddathna anha fi ad-dars al-madi. Anybody online?
Love.
Naam, love. Al-mahabba, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is described with love. That He loves, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Naam, that He loves. He loves the believers, and He loves the righteous, and He loves those who are pious, and He loves those who obey Him, and He loves those who purify themselves. And we talked about that He loves certain places, like the masajid. أَحَبُّ الْبِقَاعِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا. And that He loves certain times better, and the actions in certain times more than others. Naam? Naam? مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمْرُ صَالِهُمْ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِي الْأَيَّامِ. Naam? The first 10 days of the Hijjah, and the likes like that. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves. Naam? And this is mentioned along with the obedience to the parents. So Allah, He loves whenever somebody is obedient to their parents, and He loves that person. Naam? And He loves, and also he is pleased as well with the one who obeys his parents. You understand? He's pleased with the one who obeys his parents. But as for the one who does not obey his parents, then what is he pleased with him? No, then Allah, He becomes angry with him. Then Allah, He becomes angry with him. So here we see again that the affair goes back to Tawheed. The obligation of obeying the parents, the reality is that this is done for the pleasure of Allah. And it's done seeking the love of Allah. And it's not done for the parent only. And this is how Al-Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, has began this book. And he has began this chapter. And this is to clarify this great issue, the issue of Tawheed. That Allah, He is the one who is worthy of worship. And He is the one who is obeyed absolutely. And also from this we see a great point that we had discussed in our previous class likewise, but also we must mention it now. And that is because the Prophet is saying here, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَأَنِنِي أَتَكَلَّمْ وَلَا أَحَدْ يَسْمَعْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's telling us that the pleasure of Allah is in the pleasure of the parent, and the anger of Allah is in the anger of the parent. So does that mean that whatever the parent wants and whatever makes the parent happy, we have to do it all the time, every single time? Huh? Huh? No, there was a condition in Birr al-Walidain, and being obedient to the parents. What was that condition? To only listen to them and to obey them whenever they command to do something that's permissible and allowed by Allah. Naam? So therefore, there's no obedience to them or there's no pleasing them if it earns the anger of Allah. Naam? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is a very great principle. It's come from the hadith. The hadith itself is a principle. Naam? لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الله. That there is no obedience to a creature, any meaning a person, or anyone, naam, something from the creation, if it is in the disobedience of Allah. So then the obligation to obey the parents is only with regards to that which is permissible. And the obligation to seek to try to please the parents is only There's only one. And the obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is why we ask people not to use the camera on the screen. It distracts. It's a distraction. Alhamdulillah, I've learned how to stop the microphone from opening, but I thought I had a means to stop the camera from opening, but obviously not. So far in this class, the camera opened 2 times. And this is something that we ask not to happen. And if it keeps happening, I'm going to see who's doing it and I'm going to make them leave. Because we have a class that we want to attend, and we invite you to attend with us and to join us. And as for now, we haven't figured out how we're going to actually have the cooperation going. So it's going in this manner, and we just began this program. So we ask, please, barakallahu fikum, to follow the rules. And the rules are, so far, no using the microphone and no using the camera, except if you're asked by the instructor, by the teacher. Likewise, in the previous class, we mentioned the importance of not touching the device and how distracting it is. And the one who's playing with the camera is not benefiting. The one who's playing with the buttons on the mic, on the device, likewise, is not benefiting. And this is a distraction. This is a distraction. So please, barakallahu fikum, don't turn the microphone on, or don't turn the camera on. Jazakum Allah khair. Naam, so then the obedience to the parents, it is only with regards to the obedience of Allah. So as long as they command something that's permissible, then we must obey them. Then we must obey them. Whatever the case may be. If they command us to pray, of course, okay, we have to pray. If they command us to make wudu, is wudu haram? La, then we have to obey them. If they command us to buy us some food, what do we have to do? Is buying food haram? If we take some halal food? No, we have to buy them food. It's an obligation now if they ask us to do that. If they ask us to do that. Naam, if they ask us to take out the trash, is it haram to take out trash? No, then for you now, the one who his parents asked them to take out the trash, now that became an obligation for them. If they did not do that, then that would be disobedience to Allah. Because they didn't fulfill the obligation. Who is the one who made it obligatory? Allah. Allah. We understand that. So if there's something that's permissible, they ask us to do or command us to do, then this is an obligation upon us. And this is for who? Al-Abrar. This is from the characteristics and traits of the righteous. And this is for the characteristics and the traits of those whom Allah loves. And this is the characteristics and the traits of those whom Allah is pleased with. Allah is pleased with these type of people, those who obey their parents. Those who obey their parents. As for those who do not obey their parents, then is Allah pleased with them? Is Allah pleased with them? Huh? No, Allah is not pleased with them. I want to have a serious question. This is a very important issue. The pleasure of Allah. The anger of Allah. What happens to people who die whenever Allah is pleased with them? They're going to go to Jannah. Huh? What about... Everybody dies, right? Mm-hmm. Anybody live forever? No. Nobody lives forever. Nah? Everybody is going to die. What happens whenever you die? Where do they put you? They put you in the grave. Huh? The people who love you the most, they take you and they put you in the grave. They dig a hole in the ground and put you down there. If you're a Muslim, inshallah, they wash you first and pray over you, and then they put you in the ground and leave you, and put dirt on top of you and go home. Naam, and they leave you there by yourself. This is what happened to everybody. This is sunnah bani Adam. Even the disbelievers, they get put in the grave and their loved ones put dirt on them and walk away. Okay? So the issue here now is about the pleasure of Allah and the anger of Allah. The one who is put in his grave and his loved ones put the dirt on him and walk away, what happens to him if he died upon the pleasure of Allah? He's going to be good. He's going to be good because life doesn't end after death in this life. There's another life in the grave. It's called barzakh. And after that, there's a resurrection and there's another life when the people will be brought back to life again and held accountable. The body in this life dies, but the soul, it does not die. The soul, it doesn't die. The soul, you have a soul? Everybody has a soul too, right? The soul, it doesn't die. We understand that? So the soul, that whenever the body dies, it dies upon the pleasure of Allah, it has so much good in the grave. Rather, Jannah begins for him in the grave. Now, Jannah, the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned that Jannah is closer to you than one of the string on his sandal. Meaning that all that has to happen is for his soul to leave his body, and he'll be going to the beginning of his Jannah. And likewise, the hellfire is the same. So the one who has the anger, the one who dies and Allah is angry with him, what happens to that person? Iyadhan billah. Huh? What happens to that person? The one who dies, the angel comes to him and takes his soul, and Allah is angry with him at that moment. Huh? It's not going to be good for him. Now, the angels, the one who Allah is pleased with, whenever the angels take their souls, the angels take their souls gently and nicely. They tell them, Salamun alaykum. And the angels who take the souls of those who are disobedient and those whom Allah is angry with, then they strike them and hit them, and they're harsh to them and mean to them, and they strip their soul. Iyadhan billah, this is a reality that we all have to face and prepare for. Now, may Allah give us success. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's telling us about this, because he's giving us sincere advice. Sincere advice, al-nasih, al-ameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's conveying this to us, hoping that we will follow him and that we will die whenever Allah is pleased with us. So, from the ways to have the pleasure of Allah is to obey your parents. From the ways to have the anger of Allah is. We don't know when we're going to die. So what if somebody disobeys his parents, and then he never repents? And what happens to him whenever he dies? He's going to meet the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even in this life, before he dies, the one who Allah is pleased with, Allah will help him and make his affairs easy for him. And he will guide him, and he will put in his heart contentment, and he will protect him from so many dangers. As for the one whom Allah is angry with, then Allah will lead him to his destruction. And will not protect him and not keep him safe. Iyadhan billah. So then this affair is a great, great, great affair. That we hope for the pleasure of Allah and we fear his anger. And that's why we should obey our parents. So this is a great, great, great issue. The issue of obeying the parents. So we obey them in that which is permissible. As for that which is not permissible, then we do not obey them in that. And Allah, he mentioned that in his book. وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. If they strive against you to make you associate partners with me, that which you have no knowledge of, then do not obey them in that. But you accompany them in this life in a good manner. So even if they were mushrikun, and even if they called to shirk, we still can't be mean to them. So if they're not mushrikun and they're lesser than that, then even more right, we cannot be mean to them. And if they're Muslims, even more right, we cannot be mean to them or be rude to them. Naam, and even especially if they're pious or if they're obedient and they establish their prayer and they try to follow the sunnah, even more right for them that we can not be mean to them, or and that we must be nice to them and kind to them. So we see in these two hadith that the status and the rank of obeying the parents and the virtue of obeying the parents. And also we see in these two narrations that obeying the parents, it is done for the sake of Allah. It is done for the sake of Allah. Not looking for any reward from the parents. Not hoping, I'm going to be nice to my parents because if I do, my Abu is going to buy me this. I'm going to be nice to my mom because if I do, my Umi is going to get me this. I'm going to be nice to my parents because I want this from them. I want to be nice to them because if I do that, they're going to let me go do this. That's not why we be kind to our parents. Why do we be kind to our parents? For Allah, and for the pleasure of Allah. رِضَى رَبِّي فِي رِضَى الْوَالِدِ. Naam, the pleasure of Allah is in the pleasure of the parent. Here the word wadid, it means the parent in general. Some of the scholars mention it's actually referring to the father. And if that was the understanding, then the mother has more right, and we will see about that. But wallahu alam, the best understanding al-walid here, yani al-jins, yani the parent. The parent. So then the obedience to the parents is done for the sake of Allah. It's done for the sake of Allah. And it is something that is beloved to Allah. And it is something that is pleasing to Allah. And the opposite of obedience to the parents, what is that? What is the opposite of birr? Al-walidain.
Not being obeyed.
Being disobedience. Huh? In Arabic? Bil-arabiyya? Al-uquq. Al-uquq. Uquq. Al-walidain. Uquq. Al-walidain. Disobedience. Naam. Disobedience. Uquq. Al-walidaini. Being disobedience. Naam. Being disobedient. Excuse me. So therefore, we see the importance of this affair, and we continue in our next class. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.